Okay, so for this basic orientation exercise, I'm going to encourage you to sit, whether it's on a couch, on a nice comfortable chair, on a park bench, somewhere where you can see the world around you. So I'd recommend sitting as opposed to lying down. You could also do this standing. So if you were to tune in to the impulse that you might have right now to either sit or stand, choose which one feels right. And it might be that as we go along, you might change your decision. You might change your mind as to whether or not you want to either be standing or sitting or vice versa. So just ask yourself that question. There's no right or wrong. So you choose. Now, as you choose and as you settle into this position that you're choosing, just start to pay attention to the world outside of you and see what is directly in front of you, what is in front of you. Of course, I don't know what's in front of you, so you have to see that. I am not going to ask you to see certain things, but you take in what is around you. And also decide if the direction that you're looking in is where you want to look. For example, imagine if you're in your home or your apartment or your condo or your cabin or wherever you're at right now. Maybe you're at a coffee shop or a library. Or maybe you're outside. So, wherever you are, just with your eyes open, see the world in front of you. And as you take it in, as you see it, allow your eyes and your head and your neck to consciously move and orient slowly into another spot. So, maybe you're seeing one thing right now. And then you slowly move your eyes and your head and your neck. So, moving not just the eyes, but the head. Physically feel your head move to bring the eyes along with it, along with your neck, to see the next thing. To see the next thing. And as you're doing this, notice your breathing, notice your breath. What is it doing? Is there any tightness in the jaw or in the throat? So just check in with your jaw and your throat, bringing some awareness to your body as well as the external world, the environment outside of you. And the pacing is slow. So I'm talking quite slowly right now. So, that slowness is the slowness that you would be moving your head and your eyes with. Not fast, 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 darting back and forth, back and forth. We want to be conscious and aware of how we look out into our environment and see what is there. And keep following what you might see. So, maybe you see a plant. And you see the color, or maybe you see some books and you see some words, or maybe if you're in your kitchen, you see some pots and pans, or maybe there's a window that allows you to see outside. And as you're orienting to the outside world, notice if there's any sound. Any sound that's more than just what you're hearing in my voice right now. Pick up on the other sensations that you have. So your eyes, your sight is seeing. Are there any sounds? Are there any smells? How do you feel your body against the chair or against the ground if you're standing up? And just notice your breath. Don't change it. Don't change it. Don't try to take a deep breath. See if you can let the breath surf naturally. In other words, rather than imposing an inhale or a forceful exhale, just let it do what it wants to do. As you see outside of you, find the spaces. So can you see spaces in between objects? So if there's a plant and let's say a bookshelf as an example, can you see the space in between those two objects and really see it, and even with your head nod to it like you're saying hello? And you could do that with anything that you see. Maybe you're seeing the outside, or maybe you hear some birds and you just sort of nod to them. You just acknowledge what you're noticing. Noticing the external world as you pay attention to your internal world. Can you notice your breath? Can you notice your hands? Can you notice your feet? As you see outside, outside of you, outside of something that's just directly in front of you. So really to let the eyes, as if you're looking out into a vista. How far can you see? What's the furthest point that you can see right now? Are you in a fairly small room, or can you see out into the street or down a hallway or whatever? Whatever you're doing, or wherever you are at, see. And maybe see if there's any impulse right now to shift position. Have you been just in one spot without moving your legs or your pelvis? Has it just been the head and neck moving? I know I've only said that, but have you constrained yourself for some reason? So see if there's a desire to move. Maybe there is somewhere that you can stand, that you can see down a street or into a bigger space. Or you can go look at a picture that you like, or flowers that might be in your home, or plants, or whatever it is that might be drawing your attention. And just as you orient and see, notice your jaw, notice your breathing again. Can you notice the breath and the environment outside of you, as well as your hands and feet all at the same time? And can you continue to be smooth and slow, consciously, like with awareness, moving your attention throughout your environment, your external environment? Seeing those objects and seeing those spaces. Sense your body. See if it needs to move. See if it needs to be slower. Notice if it needs to move faster. Maybe you need to walk a bit. Maybe you feel tired. I don't know. Notice what you notice about yourself. Okay, so this is the end of this basic orientation. It's very simple, but just see if you can pick up on how you connect with the external and how you feel your body while doing that.